on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A woman and a man have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a two-year-old girl in Gauteng. And before I continue, would like to warn listeners that the story is about child abuse and is not suitable for young listeners and may be distressing for others. A man and a woman have been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a two-year-old Gauteng girl. Siobhan Rush was brought into a clinic in Primrose, east of Johannesburg, in May 2022 with multiple bruises and severe injuries. She died later, with the cause of death said to be severe bleeding on her brain and head trauma. Her mother, Rochelle Boerter, and her boyfriend, Stefan van Niekerk, were later arrested. They were convicted of the child's murder. And today, the Johannesburg High Court sentenced the pair to life in prison plus 25 years each. Boerter has already filed an application to appeal, which will be heard next month. Action Society says justice has been served for the toddler. The civil rights group's Juanita Dupria says Siobhan was subjected to constant abuse, torment and neglect in her two short years.
We are satisfied with the sentences and we hope that these two who were supposed to be loving and caring and taking care of her, we hope that they will never ever see the light of day again, because they do not deserve to see that. Nothing will bring Siobhan back, and nothing can take away from the pain and the suffering that she had to suffer in her short little life, but at least they won't be out.
President Cyril Ramaphosa's office says the vetting of SABC executives by the State Security Agency was requested by the public broadcaster. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya has responded to reports by the City Press that SABC head of news Moshoeshoe Monare has been targeted for a second round of vetting 2 years after his appointment and just ahead of next month's elections.
President Ramaphosa or any part of his administration will never sanction acts of intimidation or harassment of journalists, because such behavior in our country will stand contrary to the sacrosanct adherence to the Bill of Rights that are enshrined in our Constitution.
The reports come after audio was leaked from an ANC-NEC meeting where President Cyril Ramaphosa complained about the party's negative media coverage. The World Central Kitchen, which has been supplying meals in Gaza, says it will resume operations in the enclave. The non-profit had paused its work after seven of their staff were killed in three airstrikes by an Israeli drone earlier this month. The US-based charity was founded by celebrity Spanish-American chef Jose Andres. It provides food to communities facing humanitarian crises and disasters. And finally, cat owners will know that the felines love cardboard boxes, but it nearly cost one family in the US their shy pet. Galina was accidentally shipped to California with a package that was being returned after she'd sneaked into the box earlier this month. She was trapped inside the Amazon parcel for a week before turning up at a warehouse. The owners booked a flight from Utah the next day to go pick her up. They say Galina was skinnier, but otherwise healthy. Durban 29 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg and Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Stormers have a massive URC tour ahead of them as they chase a spot in the playoffs. The Premier League title race going down to the wire, with City 1 point behind Arsenal. Carlos Alcaraz and Aryna Sabalenka into the last 16 at the Madrid Open.